Tanya for today, the 10th day of Nisan, is on page Nun Gimel, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, or page 194, at the brackets, the end of the brackets by the colon. The Alter Rebbe had said that there is a very high level of tzaddik who can attain through his Aveda to the world of Atzilus, and this is the tzaddik who serves God on a level that is even higher than divine intelligence, but rather the complete and total bittul, which is the vehicle or the chariot for godliness, such as the patriarchs. But one whose neshama is not that great, and therefore cannot attain to this level. So the Rebbe says there, and he is not able to be bittul and to be absorbed in God's light on a constant level. This double expression, bittul and be absorbed in God's light, indicates two kinds of bittul. A bittul can come about, or generally comes about, when a higher light, a higher madrega, is revealed to a lower level or to a lower creation. And as a result of this overwhelming revelation, the lower creation, the lower level, becomes bittul. But this can happen in one of two ways. The higher revelation can be related to the lower level, or they can be two separate things. Only one is higher and one is lower. Now, when they're not related, it's just that a very high light, a very high revelation, is suddenly brought into a lower condition, the result is simply bittul. The lower condition is overwhelmed. It's overcome by this great revelation, and what happens is that it loses its self-awareness. It loses its self-definition. And what remains is basically a created being without an awareness, without a selfhood. The other form of bittul is when that which is revealed, which is the higher level, is related, is the origin and the source of the lower level. And although they're very far apart, but they're basically connected. The higher level is, in a sense, the creator of the lower level. When this happens, then the bittul that is caused in the lower level is not merely a loss of self, but rather that the lower level becomes absorbed into the higher level. It becomes absorbed in its origin, in its source. And then it becomes whatever the higher level is. And that's what the double expression here, that when there isn't this connection to the level of Atzilus, then he doesn't have this bittul, and he also doesn't have the ability to be absorbed into the divine light. And therefore, he reaches the level of Atzilus only on occasion, as in Shmona Esrei, for example, because the davening is made up of the four levels. Haidu is Asiya, and Baruch She'amar, and Yishtabach are the world of Yetzira. The brachas before the Shema and the Shema are the world of Bria, and Shmona Esrei is the world of Atzilus. So during Shmona Esrei, he can reach and attain the level of Atzilus, and particularly during the bowing, because the bowing is an expression of the bittul of Atzilus. And therefore, this person will have his permanent place, will be in the lower world, in the world of Bria, and only on occasion, at special times, will his neshama be elevated to the world of Atzilus. Now we continue on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Now we know that the reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself, pirush. The Rebbe is using it here not in its usual sense, and therefore he explains, pirush, this means, what I mean to say is, shemischaro neida muhusa umadrigosa, that from the reward of the mitzvah, we come to the mitzvah itself, we understand, we know the essence and the madrega of the mitzvah. So schar mitzvah, mitzvah means that the reward of the mitzvah tells us about the mitzvah itself. Since, as we learned earlier, until Mashiach comes and everything is revealed, or until the neshama goes up to heaven and there gets its reward for the mitzvah, we don't really know the greatness and the godliness of the mitzvah. How then can we get some kind of an idea of how great a mitzvah is, or what the nature of the mitzvah is? Only from knowing what its reward is. Ein lanu esek benistores, and since we have no dealings with hidden things, things that are beyond us, we shouldn't be involved with. Shehem tzadikim hagdolim, shehem bebechinas merkava, hidden things belong to the great tzadikim, who are on the level of merkava, not even ordinary tzadikim, but unusual tzadikim, who are on the madrega of the merkava, of the chariot of godliness, and they attain the level of atzilus. So that we don't have any dealings with, because that's beyond us. Rak hanigluis lanu, rather, we're concerned with those things that are revealed to us, those levels that are revealed. Sha'acharei hem kol adam yimsheich, because it is towards those levels that a person should aspire, that every person should aspire. So concerning those levels, the lower worlds, Bria and Yetzira, Leida Nemono, here we need to know clearly that Muhus Umadregas Avedas Hashem, that the level and the type of service of God, Bidechilu Urechimu Behizgalus Libei, that comes from a love and a fear. Actually, a fear and a love that is revealed in the heart. And it is revealed in the heart because Hanimshach is min habina v'das pigdulas einsev baruchu, because the love and the fear come from the knowledge and understanding of God's greatness, and therefore they are revealed in the heart, whereas the love that comes from the instinctive, inborn love, here even when it's aroused, it is not felt so much in the heart; it is felt more in the head. So this love and fear with which one serves God, that is revealed in the heart, because it comes from a knowledge of God, mekayma, her place is biyud sviris de bria, is in the godliness of bria, in the divine attributes of bria. Va'aveda b'dechilu rechimu hativim shebemeichei, and the service of God, which is with fear and with love that are instinctive, inborn, which every Jew has, and it is felt more in the mind, b'meichei, that level of aveda belongs, b'yutzvides, the yitzira, is on the level of the divine attributes of yitzira, and that's why the reward for that mitzvah is that it connects and takes pleasure from the godliness of the yutzvides of yitzira. Aval aveda b'li hisedet es tchilu rechimu, but when one serves God without arousing love and fear at all, afilu b'meichei, not even in the mind, b'bechinas gilui, he doesn't reveal in the mind, because it exists in the mind, but unless he reveals it, it remains hidden. Dahaynu le'eder ha'avu ha'tivis ha'mesuteres b'lev, which means the person who fails to arouse the love that is natural, that is hidden in the heart. Lehitziya me'ahelam v'hester halev el hagilui, and he fails to bring it out from its concealment and from its hiddenness in the heart to a revealed state. Not only isn't it revealed in the heart, but afilu b'meichei v'talu meisli be'al kolponim, he doesn't bring it even to a revealed state in the mind, or in the inner chambers of the heart. Raki nish'eres mesuteres b'lev k'tel doso, rather it remains hidden in the heart, as it was when he was born. It hasn't been brought closer to the surface at all. K'moy shahisa k'idem ha'avedo, just as it was before he served God. Which means that the service didn't bring the godliness to a state of revelation, and it's not didn't bring the love and fear of God to a state of revelation. So it wasn't that love and fear that motivated or animated the Aveda. Harei Aveda zu nisheres lamato. Then this Aveda, the mitzvahs that he does, and the Torah that he studies, remains below, on a lower level, Be'elam ha-pirud, in the world which is separated. In other words, in the world of Yetzirah, but not in the divine attributes of Yetzirah. And the world of Yetzirah is separated from God, because it is not godliness, it's not the presence of God himself. And this is called the external part of the worlds. Because even in the higher worlds, there is the created external condition, and that's called the world of Yetzirah, the world of Bria. And then there is the soul of that world, there is the pnimius of that world, which is the presence of God there, or the revelation of God there. And they are the yutzvides, the ten attributes, as they are revealed in each of the worlds. So when the mitzvah is performed with love and fear, either love and fear born out of intelligence, or love and fear that are instinctive and have been aroused from the hidden recesses of the heart and brought to the surface, then the mitzvahs that are performed with this love and fear are able to rise and connect to the godliness, to the presence of God in their respective worlds. But when the mitzvah is performed without love and fear, not even the lower level of love and fear, then the mitzvah connects only to the world of Yetzirah, but not to the divine presence in those in that world. And it doesn't have the ability to rise and to be absorbed into the oneness of God, Shehein Eses Sviris HaGadeshes, which are the ten holy attributes in each of the worlds. Ukameshikosov b'tikunim, as it says in the Tikunim, debelo dechilu rechimu, without fear and love, le parcha le'elo, the mitzvahs do not rise upwards, v'le yachlo le'salko, and they cannot come, ulamekam kodam Hashem, and to stand before God. Before God means connected to the divine attributes within each of the worlds. So it goes to the world of Yetzirah, but not to the presence of God in that world. So although the mitzvah is a mitzvah, and halachically, for example, if someone should ask whether he should make a bracha over the mitzvah that he's about to perform, knowing that he doesn't have love and fear that would make the mitzvah rise to the divine attributes of the worlds, the answer would certainly be that he should make the bracha. And in the bracha he says, Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvesav, that through this mitzvah he becomes sanctified, even though it won't bring him to that higher level of oneness and connection with God on the level of Yetzirah or Bria. Yet the mitzvah is a mitzvah, as he will explain later. Let's take a look into the Hayom Yom on the 10th day of Nisan. The Rebbe speaks about Taras HaMishpacha, and it seems that this is in a letter that the Rebbe writes to someone, Friedrich Rebbe, and he says as follows. Concerning the campaign to popularize and strengthen the observance of Taras HaMishpacha in your community, consider this deeply. Imagine that God were to give you the opportunity to save a Jewish community from extinction, God forbid. Certainly, you would be willing to risk your life for this, and you would even thank God and praise Him for His kindness in giving you this opportunity. The same is true also, and to an even greater degree, with regard to the campaign for Taras HaMishpacha. It is an effort which literally saves lives.